Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Jack Hartzman, your host. And today we've got Zach Dalen, Photography, St. Louis, Missouri, on the line. Zach, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for taking the time and joining the show.
Absolutely.
So Zach, just a quick disclaimer or cards on the table. We go back about 5 years together. We met each other at Song Leader Boot Camp at the J in St. Louis through our mutual friend Rick Recht. And I met you as a video guy trying to do photography and video for his amazing SLBC Song Leader Boot Camp annual convention. And you were the amazing professional drowning in photography and video services simultaneously. And my son David and I came in to try to lend a helping hand. What do you remember back of those early days and when you met the Hartzman team coming into SLBC?
Sure, absolutely. So I remember back 4 or 5 years ago, like you said, I was running photo and video for this conference of a couple hundred people, a couple hundred musicians, leaders, educators. And I was trying to do all the photography and the video for the whole conference, just me, myself, and I. It was one person. And, I was drowning. It was so difficult to get it all done by myself. And, it was a labor of love. I loved doing it, but I knew that it wasn't sustainable doing it just one person solo. So I talked to Rick, who is in charge of the program, and I said, hey, we need to bring some people to help out. And ultimately he was like, I know these guys in DC, Jack and David, let's see if we could bring them on. So I think he called you up and said, hey, we need some help. We need to add more people to our team. And the rest is history. We've been working together ever since.
Well, I got it from the other side. I got the SOS from Rick saying, hey, listen, our conference has grown to more than our regular video guy can handle. What do you guys think about coming out and joining the family? And by the time we finally came around to figuring out how we could get to St. Louis, I got booked for a job on the weekend and ended up having to send David by himself. And I was so sad that I couldn't be there on Saturday and Sunday that I flew in Monday morning just for one day, just to see what the whole experience is about. And I think that was one of the best decisions I ever made, because there was something about that spontaneity, just jumping in there and seeing what all the action was about. And I just have the fondest memories and look forward to President's Day weekend every year. It is absolutely one of my treasured events that we do annually.
It is. It definitely is. And I remember that day when you showed up on that Monday. I don't remember if you had told me about it or if you had surprised me too. I know you surprised your son, David. And that was, so amazing seeing, the shock on his face when you just showed up out of the blue. But, I remember that day, and that was, the start of something really special. It really changed the dynamic of what we were able to provide for that conference. And, I knew I couldn't do it solo. And this is just, it's really been a game changer.
Well, the part that I remember is not Monday, but it's Tuesday, sitting at breakfast or brunch. I don't know, something around 11 o'clock. I think it's an early lunch on Tuesday, or maybe it was a late breakfast. I just remember you and Rick coming over to me simultaneously as I was looking through David's pictures on a laptop. And one of you guys said to me, I think it was Rick, who said, we used to do a slideshow at the end of the conference with the pictures that we took all weekend. And I said, yeah, I'm really good at doing things like that. It's really cool. Maybe we can think about that for next year.